Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Harriet, and I will be reading the scriptures for you this Monday, the 12th of November, or the 4th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. This day in history, Zechariah receives a prophecy about true fasting. In Zechariah 7, verses 1 through 14, in the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. We are in a new parasha this week, and it's called Vayetze, and that means he went out. And a portion from the Torah today is Genesis 29, verses 1 through 17. And before we start reading the scriptures, we are going to bless the Lord for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Jacob lifted up his feet and went to the land of the peoples of the east. When he looked, suddenly there was a well in the field, and there were three herds of sheep resting by it. For from that well they would water the flocks. The stone on the mouth of the well was large. When all the herds gathered there, they would roll away the stone from the mouth of the well and water the flocks, and put the stone back to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they said. So he said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's son?" They said, "We know." He said to them, "Is he well?" "Well," they said, "look, here comes his daughter Rachel with the flock." He said, "Since it's still the middle of the day, it's not the time for the livestock to be gathered. Water the flock and let them go and graze." But they said, "We can't, not until all the flocks are gathered and the stone is rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we water the flock." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with the flock that belonged to her father, for she was a shepherdess. Now when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob stepped forward and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Then Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. Now when Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him, hugged and kissed him, and brought him to his house. Then he told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, "Surely you are my own bone and flesh." And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Should you, my relative, serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. That was Genesis 29, 1 through 17. And our portion today from the prophets is Judges chapters 14 and 15. Then Samson went down to Timnah, and eyed in Timnah a woman, one of the daughters of the Philistines. So he came back and told his father and mother, saying, "I have seen a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistines, so now get her for me as a wife." Then his father and his mother said to him, "Is there no woman among the daughters of your kinsmen or among all our people that you are going to take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she is the right one in my eyes." But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, for he was seeking a pretext against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines were ruling over Israel. While his father and mother went down to Timnah, Samson went to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion came roaring at him. Then the Ruach of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore him apart as one would have split a young goat, yet he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. So he went down and talked with the woman, and she looked right in Samson's eyes. After a while he returned to get her, but turned aside to look at the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. So he scraped it into his hands and went on eating as he went. Now when he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they ate it, though he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey from the carcass of the lion. Then his father went down to the woman, and Samson made a banquet there, for so the young men used to do. Now it came to pass, when they saw him, they brought 30 companions to be with him. Then Samson said to them, "Let me now propose a riddle to you. If you can indeed solve it for me during the 7 days of the banquet and figure it out, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothes. But if you cannot solve it for me, then you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothes." "Propose your riddle," they said to him. "Let's hear it." So he said to them, "Out of the eater came forth food. Out of the strong came forth sweet." But for 3 days they could not solve the riddle. Now on the 7th day they said to Samson's wife, "Coax your husband so that he will explain this riddle to us, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us to impoverish us?" So Samson's wife wept before him and said, "You only hate me, you don't love me. You proposed a riddle to the sons of my people, yet you haven't explained it to me." "Look," he said, "I haven't explained it to my father or my mother, so should I explain it to you?" But she wept before him the 7 days while their banquet lasted. So it was on the 7th day he told her, because she nagged him. Then she told the riddle to the sons of her people. So the men of the city said to him, on the 7th day, before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" But he responded to them, "If you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle." Then the Ruach of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and killed 30 of their men, took their spoil, and gave the changes of clothes to those who solved the riddle. Since his rage was burning, he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his best man. But after a while, during the time of wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat. "I'm going to my wife in her room," he said. But her father would not let him enter. "I thought for sure you had utterly hated her," her father said, "so I gave her to your best man." "Her younger sister, isn't she better than her? Please let her be yours instead." Then Samson said to them, "This time I am blameless from the Philistines when I do harm to them." So Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put one torch between every two tails. Then he set fire on the torches and released them into the standing grain of the Philistines. Thus he burnt up both the stacks and the standing grain, along with the vineyards and olive trees. Then the Philistines asked, "Who did this?" They were told, "Samson, son-in-law of the Timnite, because he took his wife and gave her to his best man." So the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. Then Samson said to them, "Since you have acted like this, surely I will take revenge on you. After that, I will quit." So he struck them leg upon thigh with a great slaughter. Then he went down and stayed in the cleft of the rock of Etam. Then the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and spread out in Lehi. The men of Judah asked, "Why have you marched against us?" They replied, "We have come to arrest Samson, to do to him as he did to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Etam and said to Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines are ruling over us? So what is this that you have done to us?" He said to them, "As they did to me, so I have done to them." "We have come down to bind you," they said to him, "so that we may hand you over to the Philistines." So Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you yourselves won't kill me." "No, we won't kill you," they said to him, "but we will bind you fast and hand you over to them." So they bound him with 2 new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he arrived at Lehi, the Philistines shouted upon meeting him. But the Ruach of the Lord came mightily upon him, so that the ropes that were on his arms became like flax burnt with fire, and his bonds melted off his wrists. Then he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, a heap, 2 heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I struck down 1,000 men." As soon as he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone from his hand. Then he named that place Ramat Lehi. Then he became very thirsty, so he called to the Lord and said, "You have granted this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. So now will I die of thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised." But God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and water came out of it. When he drank, he regained his strength and revived. Therefore he called it En Hakore, which is in Lehi to this day. Then he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines for 20 years. That was Judges chapters 14 and 15. And our portion from the writings is today Psalm 36. For the music director of David, the servant of the Lord, an oracle of transgression within my heart to the wicked one. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes, too much to notice his iniquity or hate it. His mouth's words are iniquity and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and do good. Even on his bed he plans sin. He puts himself on a path that is no good, never refusing evil. Your love, Lord, is in the heavens, your faithfulness up to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. You preserve man and beast, Lord. How precious is your love, O God! The children of men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill from the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your justice to the upright in heart. May the foot of pride never tread on me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. That was Psalm 36. And our last portion from today, from the Apostles, is from Matthew, chapter 26, verses 57 through 75. Now those who had seized Yeshua led him away to Caiaphas, the Kohen Gadol, where the Torah scholars and elders had gathered. Peter was following him from a distance as far as the courtyard of the Kohen Gadol. And after going inside, he was sitting with the guards to see the outcome. Now the ruling Kohanim and all the Sanhedrin kept trying to get false testimony against Yeshua so they could put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The Kohen Gadol stood up and said to Yeshua, "Have you no answer? What's this they are testifying against you?" But Yeshua kept silent. The Kohen Gadol said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are Mashiach ben Elohim." "As you have said," replied Yeshua. "Besides that, I tell you, soon after you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the Kohen Gadol tore his clothes and said, "Blasphemy! Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, you have heard the blasphemy. What's your verdict?" "Guilty," they answered. "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and pounded him with their fists. Others slapped him and demanded, "Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Which one hit you?" Meanwhile, Peter was sitting in the courtyard. A servant girl came over to him and said, "You also were with Yeshua of the Galilee." But he denied it before everyone, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." When he went onto the porch, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Yeshua HaNatzrati." Again he denied it with an oath, "I don't know the man." A little while later, some of the bystanders approached Peter and said to him, "Surely you are one of them too. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to curse and to swear an oath, "I do not know the man." Right then, a rooster crowed. Then Peter reminded himself of the word Yeshua had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went away and wept bitterly. That was Matthew 26, 57 through 75. And that was all of our Bible reading for today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.